It's a marvel of science and engineering, a construction project so large it took 3 years to complete. When it was finished, it opened up vast new areas of exploring our universe. We'll take you to this amazing place on this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The giant, regional, and limited series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When it comes to peering into outer space, Bob Kerr oversees the largest device of its kind.
It's an 18-acre spherical dish, by far the biggest telescope in the world.
Kerr is director of Arecibo Observatory on the island of Puerto Rico. You may have seen this 18-acre dish in movies like the James Bond movie GoldenEye or the movie Contact.
It's a series of limestone sinkholes. It's a type of geology that exists only a few places in the world. But those natural sinkholes allowed us to minimize the excavation of the big circular dish. So they basically found a circular hole, placed the dish in the circular hole with minimal excavation, so the whole process only cost about $9 million for the whole place.
Construction began in 1960 and took 3 years to complete.
It was like the Hoover Dam. You know, it's one of the great things that's ever been constructed. And so even if you're not interested in the different sciences that we do and so forth, the sheer magnitude of the place is breathtaking.
You can see pictures of the engineering marvel online at AmericanCountryside.com.
The other thing that makes it different is we don't just look or listen, but we also transmit, bounce radar off of asteroids and planets, and also study the ionosphere. So it's unique in the breadth of science that we do. It's unique in its size. It's simply a structural marvel.
It is difficult to imagine the ability of this observatory to see and hear things millions of miles from Earth.
It's also the most sensitive radio telescope in the world because of its size. An equivalent way to look at it is we can actually hear a fly walking on a wall a football field away. That's how sensitive we are.
Next time, we take a look at the amazing things this facility can tell us about our universe as we travel the countryside in Arecibo, Puerto Rico. I'm Andrew McRae.